You're up to Mishnayis Mikvois. Again, we'll do the last Mishnah in Perek Vav. Last Mishnah was again Hamataheres Sheba Merchitz. That means if you have, let's say, Breichis Shemayim Tzenenos, it means right outside the bathhouse, but it used to be steam like hot, used to want to cool off. So it used to be some little puddles of water, cold water outside. Now Hatachtoina Maleya Shuvim. The bottom puddle of water like was full of mayim shuvim. The top one, the one above that, let's say was like an old slant. There was an upper one and a lower one. So the upper one was mleya ksherim, was full of mayim ksherim, not mayim shuvim. So now it's like, and there was a pipe connecting the two of them. So im yesh kineged hanekev shleish lugim, if this pipe was a very wide one, that just opposite the pipe, there is shleish lugim of mayim shuvim. So then, puzzle. Then even the mikveh that has kosher water becomes posel. Now we're talking about here that you do not have aboyim saw yet in the kosher brecha. Therefore that water is really kosher. In other words, if you'll have more water added into it, it would have become kosher. But now that there's a pipe connecting these two brechas, two puddles of water, if kineged the pipe is gimelugim, we consider as if that gimelugim is like inside the mikveh el yoyna, and therefore it becomes possible. Now, the Mishnah explains, Kama Yeheba Nekev, how wide does that hole have to be? The year by Shleshelugim, that will say just right outside this pipe, the hole, there is Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shuvim, that since this pipe is attaching the two brechas, we look as if the first brecha is possible. It has to be wide of Echad Mishleshe Meyes Viesram La Brecha, 1/320 of the brecha. Because Stama Brecha is Aboyim So. So if you boil it down, Aboyim So, how many Lugim you get? So three Lugim would be this measurement of 1/320 of the Brecha. Tiber Rabbi Yossi, is Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says no, that Afilu HaTachtoina Malaya Ksherim, even if the bottom pool is like full of Mayim Ksherim, again, it does not have Aboyim So yet, just it was full of mayim ksherim, not mayim shuvim. For helioino malaya shuvim. And the top of a puddle of water is full of mayim shuvim. And v'yesh b'tzad ha-nekev shleishelugim, even though this pipe that's connecting the two is wide enough that there is gimel lugim right outside the pipe, still kosher. Still the puddle, the pool of water that has the mayim ksherim remains kosher. That if more water falls into it, to be mashtem to aboyim so, it could be used for mikvah. Why? Shloi omru elo shloi shalugim shenaflu. The cloud that gimel lugim passes the mikvah, it's only if gimel lugim fall into the mikvah, fall into this body of water. Not if just it's attached one to another. As long as it's only attached, it's considered like a mikvah, but sad ha-mikvah, that then the gimel lugim does not passel this first brecha of water. Now, Perek Zayin. Mishnah says, yesh malenes ha-mikvah. Certain things could be used to fill up a mikvah, to make the aboyim so, but for loy paislin, when they fall into the mikvah, even though it's like shuvim, they do not passel the mikvah. Now paislin, certain things make the mikvah passel, but for loy malin, they cannot be used to make the measurement, to make the aboyim so of the mikvah. Loy malin v'loy paislin, certain things are not used to fill the shear of aboyim so, and the same thing, they cannot passel if they fall into the mikvah before you have aboyim so, it does not make the mikvah passel peteris mayim shuvim. Now, elu, these are the things that malin, that could be used for the mikvah to fill up the shear of aboyim so, but v'loy poislin, even if these things were in a kli and fell into the mikvah before aboyim so, it does not make the mikvah passel. So the Mishnah says, ha-shelig, that snow, the haborod and like hail, the akfor, also frozen hail, that's hatal, that's called akfor, means that's hatal shenikrash, that's the dew that froze up, the hagelid, that's regular ice, the hamelech and salt, the hatit hanorik, and like a dirt hatit, that's like an earth that's very soft, yet could pour it from one clay to another clay. So these things could be used to fill up the shear of aboyim so, but v'loy poislin, if these things were in a kli and then they fell into a mikvah, they do not passel the mikvah. In other words, the psul of mayim shuvim is only on pure water, not on these things. Omer Rabbi Kiva says that Hoy Rabbi Shmuel dan kinegdi, Rabbi Shmuel used to argue like against me and loyim and say like this, that hasheleg eina malas in mikveh, no, snow cannot be used to fill up the measurements, to fill up the aboyim shore of the mikveh. But the idu anshe meidvo mishmoi, but the people in meidvo said over Edis in his name, shamalehem, that they said, so they told him, tsuvo haviyu sheleg, go bring me snow, viyasu mikveh batchila, and you can make the whole mikveh just from snow, throw snow into a mikveh, when it melts down, you'll have aboyim shore there, it will be kosher a mikveh. Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri Yomer, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri says, even haborot kamayim, like hail, a stone of hail is like water. In other words, he holds that even haborot, like hail, has lacha like water, that if it's in a kli and it falls into the mikveh, it would have the psul of mayim shuvim. However, we the mice hold that you could make the mikveh out of these things, out of snow, out of ice, and it does not have a psul of mayim shuvim. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzad malin v'loy paislin. I mean, how is it this halacha that these things, malim, fix up the shear of a mikveh, but v'loy paislin, it does not pass on the mikveh, even if it falls into the mikveh, gimalugim, it does not make the mikveh possible. So it says, mikveh sheyesh bo yaboyim so chosarachas. Let's say you had a mikveh, that it was only missing one so of water, it had 39 there. And nofam mehem so latoichoy, or a so of one of these things, of sheleg, of borot fell onto the mikveh. Vihei altoi. And it made the mikveh kosher, like there's aboyim so now. Nimtzo comes out, malin, that these things fix up the mikveh, makes the shear of aboyim so, but v'loi poislin, that we said before, even if these things would be in the kli, would be mayim shuvim, when it falls into the mikveh, even if mikveh is missing aboyim so, and this three lugim of these fall in, still the mikveh would be kosher. Now, Mishnah Beis, Eilu Poislin V'loi Malin. These are things that when they fall in, they pass on the Nikva. It has a Psul Mayim Shuvim on it. And V'loi Malin, you cannot use it to air the shear of 40 so. Hamayim Bein Temeim Bein Tahirim means water, whether it's Tameh, whether it's Tahor. In other words, pure Mayim Shuvim, water that was fetched in a bucket. So these things pass on the Nikva, but it cannot be used to finish the shear of Aboyim So. Like you need aboyim so, excluding this mayim shuvim. Or make foshim, water that you were pickling, that you were soaking vegetables in, or else mesh lokos, that you cooked vegetables in, or else vihatemed, that's the water that you poured over the pits and shells of grapes, actually hechmet, before it became chomet, before it became vinegar. These things passel the mikveh, but it's not malim, you cannot make a mikveh from these things. Now, Ketzad Poisim Leimalon, how is it the case that these things pass on the mikveh, but does not help to make up the shear of the mikveh? That means mikveh sheyesh bo yaboyim so chosa kurtav. You have a mikveh that has a boyim so, less, a little bit less than that, just a drop less, a kurtav less. V'nofo mehem kurtav otoichoy, a kurtav of this type of water falls into the mikveh. Talochur is lohe luhu. It does not mashlim, you do not consider as if you have a boyim so here. Poisloi, how do these things pass on the mikveh? Peshloi shalugim. If gimel lugim of these things fall into the mikveh, it makes the mikveh possible. Avo shaha mashkim, for other type of liquids, un mei peiros, vihatsir, and that's the oil that comes out of a fish, vihamarayis, also the juice that comes out of fish when you soak it, vihatemed mishechmitz, let's say this wine, this water, that you threw over the grape, the shells, and the pits of grapes, and then it became like hechmetz, it became like vinegar. Pomim malim or pomim shein malim. Sometimes it helps to be malim to finish off the shear of aboyim so the mikvah, and sometimes it doesn't help. Ketzad, what's the case? Mikvah sheyesh by aboyim so chosarachas. You have a mikvah that has already 40 so, less than one so of good water. Now, no, for the toichay so mehem, a so of these things fall into the mikvah. It does not help, it does not match them the cheer. This may pay with the tear of the marais. What about hoyu boya boim so? Let's say you had 40 so, a kosher mikvah. Nosan so, now you took out a so. Venotos, nosan so, you put in a so of these things. After you had a boim so, the 41st so was made from may peiris, was made from the juice of fish. Then the notal saw, now you took out a saw out of this mikvah, so you only have a boim saw left over. Hareza kosher. This is the case that it is kosher. And the svaris, we say that once you have a boim saw, and now you add one more saw, let's say of meperis of tzir marais, these type of mashkin aboto becomes a part of the mikvah. And therefore later when you take out one more saw, so you still have 40 saw left over, therefore it's considered a kosher of mikvah. Mishnah Gimel. Hey diach boy sale zesim v'salianovim. Let's say you wash in a mikvah your barrels that you use for wine, or the barrels you use for olives, for oil. The shinu es maruf. Now, it changed the color of the mikvah. Like, since these barrels were full of grapes, like, and full of olives, so now, when you put it into the mikvah, it changed the color. The lochur is kosher, still the mikvah is kosher. A mikvah does not become possible with the shinu maruf if the color of the water changes. And here, befrat, there's no bend, there's no real mamish of the grapes, of the olives. It's just that from the basket, the empty basket fell into the mikvah, and just the coloring went off into the mikvah. There's no real wine or olives there. Therefore, the mikvah is kosher. Rabbi Yossi says, Mei hatzeva. If you have dyed water, pois l'noisa b'shloisha lugin. If dyed water falls into the mikvah, it has a psul mayim shuvim on it, and it would pass on the mikvah with gimel lugim. But the einam pois l'noisa b'shino mara. But it does not just make the mikvah puzzle because it changed the color. In other words, if you have less than gimel lugim of this dyed water falling into the mikvah does not become puzzle, even though it changed the color of the mikvah. And the same thing, let's say you already have 40 saw in the mikvah, and now this dyed water falls in even though it's gimel lugim, also it would not puzzle. As he holds that dyed water has the same halacha like mayim shuvim. So it's only psul if there's gimel lugim before the aboyim, and it's not a psul once you have aboyim soy, there's no psul of shinumaru. Because here also there's no mamish, there's no real ben in the dye, it's only the coloring. What about nofel atoicho yayin or moichel? Let's say real wine falls into the mikvah, or else moichel, that's this juice that comes out of the olives. V'shinu esmaru, now these juice, or this wine, changes the color of the mikvah, then posel, then the mikvah becomes posel. Because here there's a guf hadover, the actual wine is in the mikvah, it's not just on the shino, it's not just on coloring, therefore the mikvah becomes kosher. But Kate said, Yasser, what should you do now to make this mikvah that looks like wine become kosher? Yamtin lo, you have to wait atchiyer du geshomim, until the rain comes down. The yachsru marayim lamar hamayim, and when the rain comes down, there'll be new rainwater coming in, so that will make the old water like overflow, and therefore the coloring will come back to regular water, then the mikvah becomes kosher. That's when the coloring goes out. What's going to be, hoyu boy aboyim so? Let's say you had 40 saw of mayim ksherim, you had a good mikvah, and now this wine falls in that changes the color. So in such a case, there's another way to make it kosher, and that's memala bakosiv v'noisin l'soichoy. Take new, pure water, and fetch it in a bucket and throw it in, even though this water coming in is mayim shuvim. But since you have already aboyim saw, once you have aboyim saw, mayim shuvim doesn't pass to the mikvah. So keep on throwing new water into the mikvah, until you take away the coloring, until the coloring comes back to the original water. In other words, this psul of mayim shuvim is only posul kol zaman, it looks different. But once the coloring comes back to the original color of water, then it becomes kosher. Mishnah Dalet. Again, let's say some wine or some juice from the olives fall into a mikvah. And it changed the color just on one side of the mikvah. A little bit of the water was changed. Now, if you do not have a boim so of water that still looks like water, that wasn't affected by this coloring, then you cannot be tevel in the mikvah. In other words, the water that was changed colors because of the wine is like posel. That water you can't use to be tevel in. So it depends if the rest of the mikvah has aboyim saw, then you can be tevel over there. But if the rest of the mikvah does not have aboyim saw, then you cannot be tevel over there. Mishnah Hey, shloisha lugin mayim. If you have three lugim of water, mayim shuvim. Now v'nof ala toichon kurt of yayin. A little bit wine falls into this gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. As the water didn't fall into the mikvah yet, it's in a bucket by itself, and now some wine fell into it. And now this water looks like wine. V'noflu la'nikva, and now it falls into a mikva. That's, let's say, less than aboyim so. So lochur is loypasalu. It does not pass on the mikva. In other words, this mayim shuvim, since it changed colors and now it looks like wine, it doesn't have a loch of water. Therefore, it does not have a psul of mayim shuvim on it. Therefore, the mikva is not possible. What we're talking about now, when the water fell into the mikva, it did not change the water, did not change the color of the mikva. Just as the actual water falling in, so since the water first changed colors to wine, it has a loch of wine, and on wine there's no psul of mayim shuvim. What's going to be shloisha lugin mayim chosa kurtiv? You have three lugim of water, mayim shuvim, which is missing a drop. You do not have a complete gimel lugim. Now, v'nofla toicha kurtiv cholov, a little bit milk falls into this like water, and now it makes it into gimel lugim. So now you have three lugim, which most of it is mayim shuvim. Barei mareim kamara hamayim, and it all looks like water. And now the noflu la mikvah, now it falls into the mikvah. So lochur is loypasalu, it does not pass on the mikvah. Because you do not have here a complete gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. Since there's some milk that's mixed into it, and milk does not have a psul of mayim shuvim on it, therefore it does not pass on the mikvah. However, Rabbi Yechonen ben Nuri yoimer, ha'kil hulach achar hamara. Everything goes after the look. In other words, in the case when milk falls into it, so it still looks like water, so we consider as if it's gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. Therefore, the mikvah would be possible. But in the ratio where it looks like wine, then it does not have a lock of water, it would not possible the mikvah. Yeah, Mishneh Vov. Mikvah sheyesh by aboyim so mechuvonus. You have a mikvah that has exactly aboyim so of water, so it's exactly kosher. Now, yordu shnayim, two people go down together, the tovlu ze'achazeh, and they go into the mikvah one after another. So therefore, Harishon Tor, the first one that went down, there was still aboyim so in the mikvah, therefore he's Tor. However, v'hasheni tomei, the second one is no good, he's still tomei, because when the first one came up, he brought up some water with him. So therefore now the mikvah has less than aboyim so, so therefore when the second went down, it wasn't a good tefillah, therefore he's still tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says, im hoyu raglov sharishon, noigoyz b'mayim, if the first one, true, he came up, but he did not go out completely from the mikvah. His feet is still touching, is still in the water, even though his body came up. So then, af hasheni tor, even the second one is also tor, because we consider the water on the first one's body as if it's still attached to the mikvah. Because we say, like good achis, like the water that's running down, we look as if it's still attached to the mikvah, therefore the second one's tefillah is tor, is good. What about hitful boy es hasogus? But you put into the mikvah, it's like a cloth, a thick cloth, like a sponge. V'helahu, and then you brought it up. Miktsosai, like you started to bring this cloth out of the mikvah. And v'helahu, but miktsosai negei v'mayim, part of the cloth, part of this big sponge, is still in the water. Then tor, it's still considered like all the water is attached to the mikvah, even though some of the water is above the mikvah, still is considered in the mikvah, and the mikvah is still tor. What about hakar v'hakesa shalor? Let's say you have a pillow or a cloak or a covering made out of skin. Now, and again, you put it into this mikvah that had exactly aboyim so. Now, kivan shehagibios if so sayim min amayim. As soon as you bring up the rim, the opening of this skin bag out of the mikvah, so hamayim shebatoichet shuvim. The water that's inside the bag, inside this kli, this leather, the skin bottle-like, becomes a mayim shuvim. It's called the kli, this kli shalor, and therefore the water inside it is called mayim shuvim. Ketzad yasa, what's the etza, what should you do? Madbilon, if you have again a mikvah of exactly aboyim so, so true, put this leather or this gold, any type of a vessel, put it into the mikvah, or maloi, so when you want to bring it out of the mikvah, derech shulayim, bring it up like upside down, that the bottom of it comes up first. So therefore, the water is never inside the kli when it comes up. So the water is never called mayim shuvim. Therefore, the water that drips down into the mikvah still remains tahor. But if you bring up a kli upwards, so then when you bring it up out of the mikvah, the water inside it is mayim shuvim. And then later, when you pour the water back into the mikvah, it would be possible because mayim shuvim passes the mikvah. Or, especially here, where we're talking about you only had exactly aboyim so. So when you bring some water up, now there's less than aboyim so into the mikvah. So when you throw this water back into the mikvah, it's not mala the mikvah. And if it's gimalugim, it would even pass all the mikvah. Mishneh Zayin. Hitfil bo yes hamita. Let's say you put a bed into the mikvah. Again, that had exactly aboyim so. So now, afal pi shiragleha shoykois a bit titova, even though the legs of the bed, when you put it into the mikvah, get sunk into the dirt, into the ground there, it goes deep into the ground, still tahira, still is called a good tefillah, the bed becomes tahor. Why? Mifnei shamayim mekadmin. Because when you put the leg into the mikvah, like first the legs went into the water, so when it gets pressed down into the dirt, it's considered the water is still around the mita, therefore it's called a good tefillah. That's always a svara, shamayim mekadmin. The water came in contact with the mita first, so now when it gets pressed down, there's always still a contact to the water, it's still like in the mikvah. Mikvah shemeima brudodim. Let's say you have a mikvah that's very flat. Now, it's not that deep. It's wide, but it's not deep. Now, koivesh afilu chavili etzim. The etzer is pressed down there, put like on the floor, bundles of wood, afilu chavili kanim, even bundles of reeds. Kadesh sheyispechu hamayim. In order that the water should like cover over this wood, or cover over these reeds, the yerid v'tayvul. Then you like lie down on top of them, and that's the way you'll be tayvul. Like you'll go into the mikvah, and you could lie down there and be tayvul there. Nachat shinesuna amaylas hamar. Let's say you have a needle that was tame, a small needle, and you want to be tayvul it. So it's put on the milas, on the steps of going up into the mora, like going into the mikvah. In other words, it's on a step into the mikvah. So now, hoyu meilich. Well, maybe of a mind, let's say the water was coming back and forth on the step. So kivun shavra lehagal tahira. As soon as some water went on this step, like a wave, in other words, water went on it, that this needle was inside the water, that makes the needle tahor. That's called a good tefillah. And some say the reason why you do this is because otherwise you're afraid the makav will get lost in the mikvah. So if we just want to put it down on the step and wait till the water gets there, so that's also good, that's called a good tefillah. Up to now, Perakhes. First Mishnah, Eretz Yisrael, Tahira. Eretz Yisrael, any land in Eretz Yisrael, even though Goyim are living there, it's Tahira. Now, the Rabbanah did not make any Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Hamim, Chutzlaretz, the Rabbanah made Xerah, made Tumah on the lands of Chutzlaretz. O Mikvah, Oiseho, Tahirim. Any Mikvah we find in Eretz Yisrael, it's Tam Becheskas Ksheira, that you're allowed to use it. In other words, it wasn't made for Mayim Shuvim. Now, Mikvah Yisamim. A stam mikvah you find in Chutzlaretz, Shebechutzlaretz, that's found outside Eretz Yisrael, is Ksherim Lebalikroyim. Menastam, like we have to be afraid, it was made for Mayim Shuvim. Therefore, the locher is a Baal Keri, just a man that had Keri come out. He's allowed to go there. For Tfilas Ezra, it's okay, even though all the water is Mayim Shuvim. Now, the Ezra, there was a Tekono, that you're not allowed to learn Torah, or else Tfila Davin, unless you first go to the mikvah. So a mikveh made of mayim shuvim is ksherim lebalikroyim. Afilu, the Mishnah says, afilu nismal lebekilon. Even though all the water was fetched like in a pail, was fetched of mayim shuvim, it's kosher lebalikroyim. But otherwise, a stam mikveh chutzlaret, we have to be afraid it was made for mayim shuvim. Therefore, a person like a nida cannot use it. Now, sheberetz Yisrael, a mikveh, a stam mikveh that we find in Eretz Yisrael, shechutz lemafteich. That's like outside the city, outside the gate of the city, is ksherim aflanidus. Min hastam, we say that mikra is kosher even for nida. In other words, if it's a kosher mikvah, we don't say people used it, put in mayim shuvim. But milifnim and amafteich, if you find a mikvah inside the city, inside the gate of the city, then we have to be afraid it was made for mayim shuvim. Therefore, ksherim labalikroim, it's only kosher for a man to use it if he was a balkari. But if sulam l'chola tineim, anything that was tummy or any person that's really tummy needs a real tyra, we have to be afraid maybe that mikvah, that puddle of water like, was only made for people to use to wash their clothing and therefore be puzzled for mikvah. Rabbi Eliezer says, Hakroivim li'ir, that even the mikvahs that are outside the city, they're outside the mafteach, but if they're close nearby the city, for laderach, or else they're near the road, the main highway like, tmeim, then even though they're outside the city, Minastam, also we have to say that the mikvah is tamei, because you cannot use it for real tefillah. Mifnei hakvisa, because people maybe made it there just to wash their clothing there. But for a chaykim, the mikvahs that are very far away from the gate of the city, or else far away from the road, there people do not use it to wash their clothing. So there most probably was made for a mikvah, and therefore menastam tohirim. But again, this is only if we did not know for sure. But of course, if there's a hechsher, if you know the mikvah is kosher, of course you can use it. Now, Mishnah Beis. Elo balik kroyim, shehein tzrich and tfila. What's called the bal keri, a man that saw zera come out of his body, that he's tomei midiraisa? And the pasuk says, v'yishki seitzu meno shichva zera v'rochatz b'mayim is called besaroi, v'tomei yador, that he has a tum until the evening. So what is considered keri, what is considered zera, that came out of a man, that tzrich and tfila, that he has to go to the mikvah to become tahor? So, ro mayim chalukim. Let's say he saw mayim chalukim, means when the Meirag lion was coming out of him, it came out drop after drop. That's called Mayim Chalukim, means different drops, not a one shot, but it came out drop by drop. Or else Oyakurim, unless they're a little bit dark. The Meirag lion, the urine that came out, was a little bit like you saw inside it some like water that's a little bit dirty. So therefore you have to be afraid that at least Midrabonin, maybe that's also Zera, and therefore Midrabonin, you have to go to the mikvah. Now Bat Chilo Tor, if you saw this at the beginning when he started to urinate, then he's still tor. But Boemtza Vasef, if you saw in the middle or near the end, then we say this is Tameh. As when do we say this Mayim Chalukim, separate like drops, or else this dirty drops, that's only in the middle or the end. But at the beginning, though, he remains tor. What about Mitchilu V'Yatzef? Let's say from the beginning until the end, he only saw this way, either this dirty urine, or else he saw the drops one after another. Then tor, since it started at the beginning, we say this is not Kerry, rather that's the way he's urinated and urinating, and therefore he's tor. What about levonim? Let's say he saw some white stuff come out, v'nimshochim, and it drags along. Tomei, then we have to be afraid that that's kerry. Therefore, since the water was white, v'nimshochim, like it drags along, therefore it's tomei. Rabbi Yosi says no, levonim koakurim, that the white water, if you see coming out, has the same halacha like dirty water. And therefore, it's only tomei at the end or the middle, and not at the beginning. So that's this machlokes. If you see this white stuff coming out, if it comes out at the beginning, are we choshed? Maybe that's also zero. Or if Yosi says no, levonim is only kakurim. It's only comes out in the middle or near the end, not at the beginning. Mishnah Gimel. Hamato tipim ovois mitoicha omo is tomei. If again, when somebody is urinating, he sees thick drops, tipin ovis, that comes out from his mokum, from his aver, is tummy. We have to be afraid that looks like zera. Some of the rabbonim are called ponim is tummy. Divri Rabbi Elezer. This is what Divri Rabbi Elezer chismor. That's what Rabbi Elezer chismor says. And from this mashma, the chom talk argue on him. Now, hamahara balaylo. Somebody thinks, has their dreams, they think about a lady in their dream, or at night time. The Omad, and when he wakes up in the morning, or whenever he gets up from sleep, he feels that his Aver over there is very hot. So Tomei, he's also Tomei. And we say for sure, Shem Shichva Zera came out. It was a little bit, maybe dried up already, that's why he doesn't see it. But we say for sure, since he woke up, he knows that he dreamt about a lady, and his Aver was hot, so therefore he's Tomei. Now, HaPoletes Zera B'yom HaShlishi. Let's say a lady that had Tashmish with a man, and the Bishas Tashmas, the man put his zera into her. So halacha is, at that time, the Isha is tor. But later, when the zera comes out, if the zera falls out of her body, comes out of her body, it has a halacha like she's a Balkari, that she also has this tumas zera. She also becomes a tummy. So now, hapalet the zera, that's how the zera comes out of her body. The yerma shlishi, on the third day from when she had Tashmas, when she lived with her husband, we say Torah. Then we say that zera is already nifsad, it's not roi lazri anymore, and therefore it doesn't have a tumas shichva zera. But if it comes out before the third day, then she has a tumor like the Balkari. Tivri Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel says, Pomim shein arboinois, pomim shehein chomish, pomim shein sheish. She knows sometimes Nisha could see zera after four oinos, and she's Torah, sometimes after five, and sometimes first after six. Now an oino a day is considered into two oinos. Like there's an oino of the nighttime, and there's an oino of the daytime. So depending from when's the last time she lived with the husband when the zera came in her, then the question is how much later the zera comes out, is she still a tummy? So Rabbi Yishmael argues on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he says that it comes out the third day she's tor. Rabbi Yishmael says no, that even when the zera comes out on the third day, also she's tummy. But what comes out on the fourth day, then she's tor. Now, exactly how long ago, it depends, you know, when the first time she saw, whether it was in the beginning of the night or in the middle of the day, to know whether it's 4 or 5 or 6 einus. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, she's only tamei when she sees it on the 4th day from the time she lived with her husband. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, Li'erlam chamish. No, it's always 5 einus. Now, any time the zera comes out throughout this 5 einus, that whenever the zera came into a 5 periods of a day and night go by, then she first becomes Torah. But during these first 5 periods, she still is tummy. The zera comes out of his body. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita Li'erlam chamish. During the first 5 einus, she's still tummy. After the 5 einus, then if the zera comes out, then we say it's not royal asli anymore, then she is still a Torah. Alright, turn over. Mishnah Dalet. Nochris, Agoya, Shiksa, She Polta Shichva Zerah Yisrael. Let's say a Jew lived with her, and the Jew, the man, puts Zerah into her, and now the Zerah comes out of her body. So Lochris Tameya, she's Tamei. But since the Zerah came from Yisrael, therefore it's Metamaha. But like this, a regular Shiksa is Tor. We'll soon see. But what about the opposite way? Let's say a Bas Yisrael, She Polta, Shichva Zera Minochri. Let's say this is the Chiddush, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, the lady is a Bas Yisrael, and she lived with a Goy, and the Goy puts Zera into her, and then the Zera comes out of this Bas Yisrael, still Tahira, she remains Tahira. It's not only when a Shiksa lets out the Zera from a Goy, but even if the Zera is in a Bas Yisrael, still the Zera from a Goy is not Metame, it's Tor, even with the Rabbanan, therefore she's still Tor. Ho'isha Sheshim Shabesa. Let's say a wife live with her husband, the Yorda, and she went right after that, she went down to the mikvah, the Tovla, she went to the mikvah, for Lo Kibdu Es Habayis, but she did not clean herself out there to make sure to take out all the Zera, then no Zera will come out later. So then Alokhari is Kilo Lo Tovla, it's as if she did not go to the mikvah, because we say that most probably the Zera will still come out right away later. So therefore, she going to the mikvah now does not help her until first she has to clean herself out there to make sure no more Zera would come out. Now again, this Tum is not for Tumas neither. We're talking about now that the Zman HaGemara, when the Noshim were Nizer, to remain Tor, not to touch things when they're Tamei, so the Zera came out of them, it was Metama them, like a Balkari, they had to go to the Mikvah. So it says here, if she went to the Mikvah and she did not clean herself out first, it's like come out like she didn't go to the Mikvah, but to say for sure more Zera would come out. What about the Balkari Shetova? Let's say a Balkari went to the Mikvah, but Lehitele Samayim, like after he let the Zera out of his body, he didn't go let Meraglayim out. So we have to be afraid that there's still some zera left inside there, and therefore kishayat ol esamayim, the next time he's going to go to urinate, tomei will say his tomei, because most probably some part of the zera still left inside will come out the next time he urinates. However, Rabbi Yosi says bachelo v'zokin tomei. This applies only if the person was a little bit sick or the person was old. Then we say all the zera does not come out until he like urinates a second time. But the yelid of a bar if he's young, or else if he's healthy, then Tor. Then we say most probably all the Zera came out right away, and therefore if he went to the mikveh afterwards, even before he urinated, still he remained Tor. Now Mishnah Hey, Nida Shenosna Moyes Pepiyo. Let's say a lady that was a Nida, and she put money in her mouth. Now the Yorda Vatovla, now she went down to Vitovil to take off her Tumas Nida. Like she became, like she stopped seeing already, she's able to go to the mikveh now. So Lachur is Tahoira Mitomosai, even though she still has this coin in her mouth, still the tefillah helps that she's taught to live with her husband. Like the Issa Tuma, the Issa Nida goes off her, because the coin in the mouth is not a chatzitza, it's loose there. Avot Tumehi Agav Reika. But she, when she comes up, she's still Tamei, she's like a reach in the Tuma because of the Reik. In other words, the spit that was on top of the coin. And the Lachur is the spit of a Nida is also like an Avatuma. Just usually the regular saliva that's in her mouth when she's Tovel becomes Tor automatically. But here, since the saliva was on top of this coin, so it's considered like it's Tolish, like it's separated from her body, so that saliva is still Tamei. So therefore, when she goes to the mikvah, she becomes Tor. But as soon as she comes up again, it's like the saliva again is touching her mouth, so the saliva is touching her, she'll become Tamei, as if the Avatuma, the saliva, the Reik, is Matama, or she'll become a Rishon Tuma. What about Nosno Se'ora Befiyah? Let's say when she went to the mikvah, she put some hair in her mouth. In other words, so the mikvah, the water, did not go upon that hair. Or else Kovtza Yodeha, she pressed her hands against her body. Again, that the water did not get there. or else Kortzor Sifsoisel, she like made her lips very tight together so that the water did not get there. Then Kilu Loi Tovlo, that's sort of like she did not go to the mikvah. Since it's a chatzitza, the water did not get to that part of the body, it's not a tefila. What about Toiches Biyodim? Like somebody's holding on to you when you go into the mikvah. Rosova Kalim, when you want to be Toivu Kalim, you hold on to them. Umadvilim and you Toivu them, Temeim, they're still Tamei. Since you're holding on to them tight, so we say the water, the mikvah water, does not get there where you're holding on to it. That's not called a good tefila. But what's going to be Vim Hediach Es Yodei B'mayim? Let's say first you put your hands in the mikvah. So the water around your hands is mikvah water. Now you grab a hold of the kli, or now you grab a hold of this person and put him in the mikvah, Torim. That's called the good tefillah. Because it's not called the chatzitza, it's still considered mikvah water, is like touching all around the keli. Because your hand also has mikvah water around it. Rabbi Shimon said there's another eitzah of Yerapa. And when you put it in the keli, make your hand loose. As long as your hand is not holding on to it tight, if it's just loose, also the water will come around the kli. In order that the water should come around the kli. Now the Tanakhama is afraid that holding it soft is not enough, because we're afraid maybe you won't hold it soft. Therefore he says the better answer is in Mediach Yodoy, put your hand in the water first. Now, Beis Hastorim, that's the inner parts of your body, that's like inside your mouth, or it's inside your ears, inside your nose, or else Beis HaKmotim, like under your arms, part of your body that folds over, under your arms, the normal standing, is Einam Tzrichim Shiyavu Behemayim. You do not need the water, the mikvah water, to go inside your mouth or to go inside your nose. That's the Beis HaStorim. Or you do not need it to go inside the Beis HaKamotim. Now, if you stand normally there, even though your arms are a little bit against your body, like in your armpit, there the water does not get there, still it's Tor. But you can't go press your hands against your body. But the normal way of standing, even though there's Beis HaKamotim, the folds in your body, that does not let water come there, still it would be a good tefillah. But these places still have to be cleaned out well before they go to the mikvah. Because the klal is, even though you do not need water to come there, but it has to be a place that's raw, that's fitting for the water to come there. Like if you have a chatzitza under your arms, you have something stopping the water even though you don't need it, but it has to be possible for it to come there. Like if you would pick up your arms, still there's something there, there's a bend that you don't need, that would stop the water from coming there, that tefillah would not be good. Same thing in your mouth. You have to clean out your teeth, make sure there's nothing stuck there, even though you do not need the water to come in, but the place, the Beis HaStorim, has to be fit for water to come in. That's called Kol HaRoyeh LeBila and Bila Makeves Bo. Yeah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Eilu Chaitzitzin Biyodim. These are the things that are chatzitza that stop the water from coming on the body, and therefore it's not called a good tefillah by a person. Could be an ish also. Chutei Tzemeh v'chutei Pishtin. Strings of wool or strings of flax that they tie around the hair. Or any type of threads or ribbons that are on the head of a girl. So b'shach they go to the mikvah, these things are chitzis, does not let the water touch the hair. Rabbi Yudi says, shel tzemeh v'shel seyer einam chitzisin. Now if the bands or strings are made from wool or else from other type of hair, therefore it's not chitzis. Mifnei shehamayim boyim behem, because water could come through them. He holds you don't tie it that tight, it does not really stop the water from coming onto the hair. Tibudis says it still is called a good tefillah. The Mishnah Beis. Kilke halev v'hazokin. If you have like hair that's tangled upon your breast, or else upon your zokin by your beard, by your heart, or beis hastorim, else the hair of the beis erva, if it's tangled together, bisha by a lady. So these things are called the chatzitza. No, the tefillah is no good until you like comb out, strain out the hair. Lifluf shechutz lain. You have some pus that came on the outside of the eye and dried up there. That's called a chatzitza. The gelid, that's let's say the, on top of a wound. You have the scab, shechutz lamaka, that's outside the maka. That's also not called bottle, it's called a chatzitza. Mashma, though the scab right on top of the maka, that's still necessary for the maka, for the wound, that would not be considered a chatzitza. Only the scab that's outside away from the maka. For her atiyah sholeh, now you have some plaster, like the band-aid on top of it. Or also srof hayovish, you have any type of sap that comes out of the tree that dried up on your body. The gilde tsoya shal b'sar, any dried up tsoya, like excrement that dried up on the body. Or botse chetachas atipurin, or you have some dough stuck underneath your nails. Fi hamel mulim, or you have dirt there from aspiration, from expiring, from like a sweat under your nails. Vetit hayovin, or any type of dirt. and Vetit HaYotrim, and Vegeit Yeveni. The Mishnah will explain what these things are, this type of dirt. So these dirt dry up on your body, it's also called a chatzitza. Now, Zehu Tit HaYoven, what's called Tit, this type of dirt? Zeh Tit HaBaris. That's the dirt that's on the bottom of a pit. Shenema, the Pasuk Natilim says, Vayaleini Mibor Shoin, Mitit HaYoven. This type of clay or dirt that comes out from the ditches, if it sticks onto the body, it's called a chatzitza. What's Tita Yotzrim? Kamashmo, that the Yotzer, the pottery, makes with it. He makes clay, he makes his pots with it. So such a clay is also called a chatzitza. Rabbi Yossi Mitaye Bishel Yotzrim, or Mitame Bishel Moreka. Rabbi Yossi holds this type of clay of Yotzrim, it does not stick to the body too close. Therefore, it's called a good tefillah. But a Mitame Bishel Moreka, that type of a dirt sticks to the body tight, therefore, it's called a chatzitza. The gates Yevone. Like, what is that? Elu yistois hadrochem. That's the type of a clay that they make the pegs for the roads with it. So such type of a clay that gets stuck to the body, it's called a chatzitza. Shein toivlo behen v'loy matvilen oison. Now, the Mishnah says the klal about all these type of clays or dirt is that shein toivlo behen, you cannot be toivlo inside them, like we had before. If you don't have a shear of a mikvah and you want this type of a clay or dirt to be mashlim, the shear of the mayim, it's no good. And v'loy matvilen oison, you can't be toivol when you have these type of dirts on your body. In other words, it's called the chatzitza. Or shar kol atit, all other type of dirt. Matvilen boy kishulach. If it's wet, even though it's stuck onto your body, still the tefillah is good. As other type of dirt doesn't stick on too tight, it's not called the chatzitza. Now, v'loy yitboil be'ovok shal raglav. A person should not go down to the mikvah when he still has dirt on his feet. He should like wash it off before he goes to the mikvah, because we're afraid maybe you'll get stuck there and it'll become a chatzitza. Lo yitfol esa kumkumus bipchomim. And not let it be toivol. There's a big kettle of water, even when it's still dirty, when it has the coals inside it. Elim came shifshesh, unless you cleaned it out well. But you have to make sure there's no more pchomim, no more of the coals stuck to the pot. Otherwise it would be called a chatzitza. So when you're toivol, there's a big vessel, there's a big water kettle, you have to make sure it's clean from all the dirt, from all the coals that you use it with. Mishnah Gimel. Eilu shein chaytisin. These are the things that are not chaytis by a tefillas adam. Kil ke harosh. The saris that you have in your hair, that's just like mingled together, that's not called the chatzitza, they're not makbar upon it. Kil ke, ubeis hashechi, or else the hair that's under your armpit, over there, if it's mixed up, tangled, the hair, it doesn't bother. Or beis hastorim bish, or else by the erev of a man is not makbar, the hair there gets mixed up, gets tangled, therefore by him it's not called a chatzitza. Only by an isha, she makbar, it should be clean over there, should be straightened out. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer says, echod ish v'echod isha, no, it doesn't make a difference between a man or a lady. It's called a chatzitza by both of them. And the klal is like this, that called hamakbar d'olob chaytzitz. Anytime the person is makbar, it bothers him, he does not want it to be on his body, or he does not want the hair to be tangled, then it's called a chatzitza. But v'sheim emakbar olav, if it doesn't bother him, he doesn't care if it's on his body, or he doesn't care if the hair there is tangled, then ain't a chaytzitz, that's not called the chatzitza. The Mishnah Dalet. Lifluf shebayin, again the pus that comes out of the eye. Now this Mishnah is a continuation of the Mishnah before, that these things are not called the chatzitza by nodim. So lifluf, like the pus that comes out of the eye, the geled shal hamaka, or else the scab on top of a wound, or else the srof halak, if you have this sap that came out of a tree, if it's soft or liquidy, if it's on your body, it's not a chatzitza. Plechlu chaytzaya shal btsarav helerovich shmutz, but tsaya that's on your body, also it's not a chatzitza. Vitsaya shatachas atipurin, if else you have some dirt underneath your nail, it's not a chatzitza by a man. Vitsipurin hamadudelis, also you have a nail that's half off, that's shaking, it's also not considered a chatzitza by men. And kshoyz shel katan, also we have like the soft hair that grows on a kid, that hair grows back again, such hair is not called a chatzitza. Even though it's tangled there, the person is not makbid. Now the Mishnah says, all these things, all these chatzitza, whether they are a chatzitza or they're not a chatzitza, you should know, loy tomei v'loy metamei. They don't become tomei, and they're not metamei the person either. In other words, they're not considered a chibur to the person. If the person is tummy, it's not considered those things also automatically become tummy. But krum shal hamaka tummy and matame, excluding the krum, the scab on top of the maka. the scab on top of the mak, on top of the wound, that's considered like part of the body. Therefore, if the person becomes tamei, automatically that also becomes tamei. And the same thing, if a person tor touches thus the scab on the yamak of a person that's tamei, he also becomes tamei. The scab is considered like the body itself. Now, Mishnehei, elu chaytisim bekelim. These are called the chatzitza by a kli, by utensil. That the locher is when a kli is tamei, so you also you have to put it into the mikveh. If it's a kli matchis, you have to put it into the mikveh. So there's also a locher that the whole kli has to go into the mikveh. If there's a chatzitza, something stopping the water to go onto the kli, also it's a psul in the tefillah. So these things are called chatzitzes by kelim. And that is hazefes. Let's say you have a tar, or else we have more, or else you have some gum there. Bechlis chuchis. These are by glass vessels. Beimi b'fnim, beimi b'chutz. Whether they're inside or outside, they call it chatzitza. Al hashulchan ve'atavlo. Let's say you have this pitch, or this other thing on a table, or else on a board. V'al ha'dargash, type of a couch. Al hanikiyim. If it's being kept clean, it's chaytasin. Then these things are called a chatzitza. Al ha'blusim. But let's say, but if you have these things again, the zephyr, the pitcher, you have the mor, the seif, that comes out of the mor, al ha'blusim means like on a dirty couch, then ain't a chaytasin, then they're not chaytasin, since you're not mak, but it's not chatzitza. What about al mita shabalabayt, let's say on the bed of a private balabos, chaytasin, so then mustami is makbid, and these things are called a chatzitza. V'yal shaloni, let's say this bed belongs to a poor person, v'yal shaloni, then ain't a chaytis, then minastam he's not makbid, it's not called a chatzitza. What about al ikuv shavalabais? Ikuv, that's the saddle that you put on top of a chamor. Let's say this dirt, either this zephyr, the pitch, or the mor, came upon it, that it belongs to a private balabos, chaytis, minastam he is makbid, it's called a chatzitza. V'yal shel zakokin, let's say people that ride around on the chamor that sell things, zakokin, that's people that sell noidos, sell like perfume, then ain't a chaytis, they're not chatzitza, because they're not makbel, these things fall upon it. V'al hamardas, that's also like a pack saddle, al hamardas, so chaytis, it is a chatzitza. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, ad ki iser hotalki, all these places that we say the zephyr, the pitch, or the mor, the seif that comes out of the mor, is a chatzitza, it's only if you have at least the size of a ki iser on these objects. But if it's less than the size of an iser, it's a small coin, then it would not be a chatzitza. The Mishnah of al habegodim, let's say you have some dirt, this tar, or other dirt that goes upon your clothing, that became tum and you have to put it into the mikveh now. So it depends. Mitzad echod ein chaytitz. If the dirt is only on one side of the cloth, it doesn't go through and through, it's not called a chatzitza. You're not makbid. But mishnei tzadim chaytitz. If it goes through both tzadim, then we say you are makbid, it's called a chatzitza. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishim Rabbi Yishmael. Yehuda is the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Af mitzad echad, no, even from one side, the person is also makbid, it's called a chatzitza. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Shel Banoyim mitzad echad, v'shel bur mishnei tzadim. Now Shel Banoyim means like a builder, and the Gemara says it means like a Talmud Chacham, that the Reisik in Bebinyan Shel Oilom, so he's makbid even though the speck is only on one side of his clothing. But v'shel bur or namoritz, then he's not makbid unless the spot, the stain, goes through both sides of the beged. Mishnah Zayin. Mitfachas shel zafosim. Let's say you have like an apron. Or you have, let's say, a towel. Shel zafosim. That's the people that work with pitch. Or else for shel yoitzrim. That's potters that work with clay. The shel mefasle ilonim. So people that work that prune the trees. Is ein chaytisin. They don't care if their apron gets dirty. Because they're used to it. So therefore it's not called a chatzitza. Rabbi Yehuda says, Av shel kayotzin. The same thing applies to fruit pickers. Kayotzin also, they're not makbid if their aprons become dirty. Zeh klal, this is the klal by all these things, by begodim, by kelim, that hamakbid olav chaytzis. Anything that the owner cares about, that it shouldn't be there, such speck, such dirt, is a chatzitza, and therefore it's not called a good tefillah. But v'shein makbid olav, if it doesn't bother the owner, even though it stays there, then ain't a chaytzis, that's not called a chatzitza. Up to now, Perek Yud. Mishnalef. Kol yodos hakelim, all the handles of the kli, sheikh nisan shaloi kedarkon, that you put, let's say, the blade of the knife into the handle, not the normal manner, shaloi kedarkon, or sheikh nisan kedarkon, even if you put the blade in the right way, but voloi merkon, you did not make like a marmalocha, you did not make it very nice. Even if you put it in very nicely, but v'nishbru, let's say the handle broke in half, is a yellow chitzin. Any type of a yad like this to be put into the mikveh, it's called a chatzitza. Since these things are not really called part of the kli, it's like oimit to be taken off, therefore it's called a chatzitza. Kli shet vilu derech piv. Let's say you have a kli, like a jar, that you put into the mikveh, the mouth first, is kilu lo tovel. It's considered like you did not put it into the mikveh. Because you put it in like mouth first, so we say the water does not go inside, like the pressure keeps the water out, and the water does not go inside the kli, it's not called a good tefillah. Hedvilu kedarkoi b'loizi boris. Let's say you made a good tefillah, and you put it into the mikveh, but b'loizi boris. That means, the boris means, let's say has some attachment to the kli, it's a sefes on the kli, that does not go into the mikveh, so also it's not called a good tefillah. Oy shi'atenu atzibo, at shi'atenu atziboi. Until you tilt it a little bit to the side. If you tilt it to the side, then all the water will go in into the kli and into the zaburius also. That's called a good tefillah. Now, kli shul tsar mikano mekan. Let's say I have like a kli that's narrow at the top and narrow at the bottom. V'rochav min emtsa. In the middle of the kli, it's very wide. Einoi torah achi etenu atzida. Also, it's not called a good tefillah until you tilt it on the side a little bit. In that way, the water will come all the way in. Tzluchas shepiho shekeya. If you have also, let's say tzluchas. If you have, let's say this bottle, shepiho shekeya, like the mouth is bent all the way over. So you put into the mikveh, the water does not go up into the kli itself. Is ena toira achi ashi nakveno mitzido. It's not Torah, it's not called a good tefillah, until you make like a hole on the side. Then the water will go into the kli. Kalamorin hedyotis. If you have an ink pot, we keep your ink. A normal person, ain't a Torah. If you put into the mikveh, it's not called a good tefillah. Achi nakveno mitzida. Again, until you make a hole on the side, because the water does not go all the way inside this kli, even though you put into the mikveh. The kalmorian shal Yosef Hakohen, but this ink pot that belonged to Yosef Hakohen, hoisa nakuba mitzida. It had already a hole on the side, and therefore it's kosher to put into the mikveh. So the side of this missionary is that when you put a kli inside the mikveh, you have to make sure the water goes all over them, all over the kli. Inside, outside, the water has to touch every part of the kli. Your Mishnah Beis, Hakar fi Hakeses. Let's say a mattress, or a keses, or a pillow, shel or, made out of skin. So, harei elu tzrichim shiavoyu behemayim. If they're tomei, now you have to put into the mikvah, the water has to go inside the mattress, or inside the pillow. What about keses agula? Let's say you have a round pillow that's not only meant to open up, or else via kader, something that's round, a round pitcher of leather, via imum, or else that's the form that they make the shoe on, or else via kameya, that's like a charm that they have made out of skin, and inside they have a ksav inside it, via tfilu or tfilin. If they are tum and you want to put into the mikvah, you do not have to open them up to let the water go inside them. And the Mishnah says, this is the general rule, that kol shein darak lahachnus lahoitzi, something that's not a derech to open up, to put in and take out, like tefillin, is tevlin stumim, then you let it be tevlin the way it is, it's closed up, you do not have to open it up. Only like in the beginning of the Mishnah, that the karen kesses was something you used to open up and take out what's inside and put new things in, that when you put it into the mikveh, it has to be opened up. Now Mishnah Gimel, Eilu she'enam tzrichem shivoyu ben hamayim. These are the things that the water does not have to come inside them. The Mishnah says, Kishrei honi, the knots that's made in the clothing of a poor person, like those knots, he's going to leave in it. He's not going to take them out. So therefore, it's dieter to say that where it's not cold, you don't need water to come inside it. Fehanimim, or else the knots that happen on the string on the bottom of the begodim. Also, you just leave it that way, you're not going to open it up anymore. So therefore, it's not called a chatzitza, that's the beged, you table it the way it is. The chevet, your sandal, a type of a string on the shoe also, even though you tie it up that way, it's going to stay that way, you're not going to open it up. So that's the core, like part of the shoe now, that's the way you can be table it. Or tefillah shalrosh, the tefillin shalrosh also, even though it has a knot made on it, the zman shi chaitza, the time when it's like tight, like you're going to leave that knot, you don't have to open it up anymore. She let it be tevil the tefillin the way they are. The shel zroya, the same thing on the shel yad, even though you have the knot made there. The zman shein olav yeredis, we don't plan to open up, like make the knot bigger and smaller, so then you leave it the way it is, it could be tevil the way it is also. The yozne hachemas, and the handle, the ear of your pitcher. The yozne hatamol, Also, that type of yalkut haroyim shalor, type of also a skin bag that the shepherds use. So also, they leave it the way it is, definitely give it type of the way it is. Or like the wallet that a shepherd uses that's made out of a skin, so also, the knot that it has on it, it's going to stay that way, therefore you have right to put it into the mikvah the way it is. Now, Mishnah Dalid, Elu Shein Tzurichim Shevoyu Bem HaMayim. But these are the things that you have to open up, and in order to let the water come into it. HaKeser Shebar Pirkosis Shebar Kosef. That's like the shoulder knot of underwear. You have an underwear, and by the shoulders you make a knot there. So that knot you have to open up when you take it off, so therefore this beggar has to be opened up when you put it into the mikvah. V'sofo shel asodin, hodin the hem of a sheet, also you have to open it up. Tzorach lemiftoyach, you have to open them out before you put them into the mikvah. O tfilo shel rosh, hodin the tfilin shel rosh, bizman she'eno chaitza. If the knot is not like tight, that the knot moves up and down, so therefore you open them up sometimes, therefore the tefillin, you have to open it up before you put it into the mikvah. V'shel zroya, the same thing, the tefillin shel yad, v'zman she'oil v'yeredis. If the knot like goes up and down, also it's omid to open up, so therefore you have to open it up before you put it into the mikvah. V'shenitzin shel sandal, or else the thongs of the sandal, also these things you open up, therefore before you put it into the mikvah, also you have to open it up. V'begodim she'debilam mechubosin. But if you have clothing that you washed out already, shetvilum that you want to be tovel them, shetvilum mechubasim, at sheyivabu, until the bubble comes inside it. And those when you put a clothing, sometimes it blows up in the water. So therefore, if it was wet before and now it blows up in the mikvah, that's called a good tefillah. But hetvilum neguvim, let's say the clothing was dried out already, then now you put them to the mikvah. Ad sheyivabu, you have to wait until like it blows up, there's a bubble in it. And you have to rest, wait until the bubble goes away. That's a raya that the water got all over the beggar. Only if the beggar was wet before, then we say the water is all over. But if the beggar was dried out, then you have to wait longer for the main mikvah to penetrate all over. Mishnah, kol yodis hakelim, all handles of kelim, shem aruchim, if they're very long, the osir liktsois, like too long, for sure you're going to cut it off. Madvilun ad mokam amida. You let it be tovel the kli up until the place where you plan to cut it off. Now it's not enough, but you have to be tovel the whole kli, the whole yad. Right now it's attached, you have to be tovel the whole thing. We have a chain that's attached to a big pitcher. Then you have to be tovel at least 4 tfachim of it. If it's a smaller pitcher, then I saw it has to be a 10 tfachim. This much of the string, like it's for sure going to be attached to it. So up until there, you have to be tovel. Rabbi Tafan, number of Tafan says, "Achiyat filas kol hatabas." No, you have to be tovel. Well, let's say at the end of these 10 tefachim, that's where the string ends, and then that string's in the middle of a ring. So you have to be tovel that whole ring. Achiyat filas kol hatabas, the whole ring. Hachevu shukosha b'kupa, you have a string that's tied on to a basket. Ain the chibur, it's not called the chibur. Elim came tougher, unless it's sewed on. Just on being tied onto the basket, that's not called mechubur, does not need a tefillah. Your Mishnah Vov. Beishamai Omrim. Ein madvilin chamin betzoinin. You want to be tovel water that's tamei. So here the halacha is, when you put it into the mikvah and there's ashok, the top waters touch one another, becomes tor. So Beishamai says, you cannot put hot water into a mikvah that's cold. For loy tzoinin bechamin, not cold water into the mikvah that's hot. La yofim beroyim, not clean water into dirty water. For la royim, and not the dirty water that you want to make tome, you want to make tor, the yof is in clean water. But Basila Masilu says no. Madabilin, you could be tevil one type of water in the other water. Now, kli shemole mashkin, you have a kli that's full of mashkin. That's, let's say mashkin means not water, other type of mashkin, like wine and oil. Vetvilun, you tevil in the mikvah now. Kilu le tevil, it's not called a good tevilah. Because that wine inside the kli is called the chatzitza. What about the mole meraglam? Let's say the kli is full of urine. Then roi noisen kilu heimayim, look as if it's full of water, and therefore it is called the good hashak, it's called the good tefillah. Mole mechatis, if it's full of mechatis, achiyuba maima mechatis. You have to have more water than mechatis there. And then we saw that the mechatis is bottled to the water, therefore it's called the good tefillah. Now Rabbi Yosef says, no, afilu kli machzikur. Even if you have a very big kli, V'yengbi el ravias. You only have a ravias of a lug of the mechatis in there. That's still called the chatzitzer in there. It's not called like regular mayim, and therefore kilu leitovah. It's still like you did not make a tefillah. Mishneh Zayin. Kol oichle more type of food that's tamei mitzdarf and lisla sagvia. It's mitzdarf to make a person that eats it. His body becomes tamei. Bechatzi pras. If eats the shia bechatzi pras. Kol hamashkin all drinks mitzdarf and lisla sagvia. If he drinks a ravias of it, he becomes tamei. Ravias by drinking ravias. Zechamer b'shoyse mashkin tamein she'emi b'mikvah. What's mechamer about drinking water that's tamei in the mikvah? She also boy shaham mashkin kemayim. That all other waters, like that's tamei, have the same aloch like mayim. It's mitzdarfin to pass on the person. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Ochal oichlem tamei eat food that's tamei. V'shoyse mashkin tamei. We drink water that's tamei. Top, or then you go to the mikvah. V'kim then you vomit them up tamei. Then matami you again. If they shame turn baguf, they don't become torn when they're inside your body. Shosa maim tamei. Let's say you drink water that's tamei. Top, or you go to the mikvah. V'kim then you spit it up. Torim, it becomes tor. If they shame turn baguf, because the water becomes tor even though it's inside your body. Bola tabastar, let's say you swallowed a ring that's tor, nichnas lel hames, you go into an oil hames, he's or then they spritz on you, vishon of a tel of a key, you spit it up then, haray kamay shoyis, it still remains tor. Bola let's say tabastar, let's say you swallowed a ring that's tomei, tabo b'yecha b'truma, then you go down to the mikvah and eat truma, haki, then you spit it up, tomeya, you become tomei v'tamato, and it's metama, the other things also. Chaitis, flintish, you talk about, and stuck into the person, is man, chum, if you can see it, chaitis, the man,